for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Happy Friday and sporty World Cup greetings, Yahias.
Sonny.
Yes.
I understand you are kicking off with Nigeria's World Cup team.
Yahias, African football champion Nigeria faces Bosnia-Herzegovina Saturday in the second World Cup match for both teams. The game in Cuiabá, Brazil, is big for both the Bosnians and the Nigerians. Bosnia is coming off a 2-1 loss to Argentina, while the Super Eagles of Nigeria played a disappointing scoreless draw against Iran. Nigeria goes into the Bosnia match after a deadly bombing back home earlier this week that killed at least 21 people. VOA reporter Heather Murdoch says the bombing occurred in the northeastern town of Damaturu, where Nigerian fans gathered at a viewing center to watch the World Cup match between Brazil and Mexico. Damaturu is the capital of Yobe, one of three northeastern Nigerian states that have been under a state of emergency following a string of deadly attacks linked to the Boko Haram Islamist militant group. Emmanuel Atta is a spokesman for Nigeria's World Cup team. He talks about the reaction of the Super Eagles to the bombing.
The whole team all felt very, very sad. Nobody was happy. And that's why I'm here saying on behalf of the team that our hearts goes with the family of all those who lost their life and sympathize with all those who are injured and wish that God will give them quick recovery.
Emmanuel Atta says the Super Eagles of Nigeria now have extra determination to beat the Bosnians on Saturday.
In fact, we are more than ever determined that the only way we can console and condole these people who lost their lives or who are injured is to just do one thing. Go ahead and beat Bosnia and qualify for the next round of the World Cup.
Nigeria has qualified for the next round of the World Cup twice during its first two appearances at USA 94 and France 98. At Japan, South Korea 2002 and South Africa 2010, the Super Eagles did not get past the group stage. Team spokesman Emmanuel Atta realizes the Super Eagles have been criticized back home after their lackluster showing against the Iranians. He knows Nigerian fans are passionate about their national team, and he comments on the unifying spirit that happens whenever the Super Eagles are in action.
Because in Nigeria, football is like a religion. It is what keeps everyone together, what keeps everyone happy. When Nigeria plays football, we don't think of where you are from. We look at ourselves as one country.
That's Emmanuel Atta, a spokesman for Nigeria's World Cup football team. One of Nigeria's biggest African rivals, Ghana, will have perhaps an even more difficult World Cup test on Saturday. The Black Stars of Ghana will go against Germany in Fortaleza, Brazil. The Germans went on a blitzkrieg in their opening World Cup match, trouncing Portugal 4-0, with Thomas Müller getting a hat trick. The Germans have lifted the World Cup trophy three times in 1954, 1974, and 1990, and they've been tipped as strong title contenders at Brazil 2014. The Black Stars of Ghana, meanwhile, are coming off a heartbreaking 2-1 loss to the United States in their opening match. Ghana's group, Group G, was described as the proverbial group of death before the World Cup kicked off. After beating Ghana, USA coach Jurgen Klinsmann says the Americans are thinking only about the Portuguese, who they'll play Sunday in the Amazon city of Manaus.
Our total focus is on Portugal now. You know, Ghana is far away from us already. That's all out of our minds. You know, we knew it was very, very important to get that those 3 points. You know, we worked hard for it. You know, it was a very tricky game, as you all, you know, saw. But our mindset is 100% on Portugal. I think we've done already our homework. You know, we were well prepared for Portugal. You know, we watched the entire qualifying campaign. You know, we analyzed all the individual players like they do about us as well. So that work is all done. Then you obviously watch that game against Germany too. You get a couple of information about things that happened there. And then you do your own thing. So I believe that we're very well prepared, with a lot of respect that we have for that Portuguese team. It's a difficult situation for them now after that 4-0 defeat. They are with their backs against the wall. It makes it even more difficult to get a result, but that's what you want. You know, that's what a World Cup is about. You know, we also have the chance with a win to hopefully qualify already. So this is, can't get any better. The trick is now really, now get everybody focused on Portugal, on their situation. You know, we do all our scouting work. You know, we have our people, we had the people at the game. You know, we summarized it already. We only talk now how we can beat this Portuguese team with all these amazing players that they have. This is our goal, and we believe in it. We believe that we can go to Manaus and beat them. You know, so we want to get in the next round. So if it takes that to beat Portugal, then this is what we have to do.
That's Jurgen Klinsmann, the head coach of the USA's World Cup team. Once again, the Americans will be back on the pitch on Sunday evening in the Amazon city of Manaus. And two African teams, Ghana and Nigeria, will both play their next World Cup matches on Saturday. Nigeria will go against Bosnia-Herzegovina in Cuiabá, Brazil. And Ghana, very tough test. They go up against the Deutschlanders, the German machine. And that game is set for Fortaleza, Brazil. In World Cup action on Thursday, Colombia defeated Ivory Coast 2-1 in Brazil's capital city of Brasilia. VOA's Tadia Beje has this post-match report for us.
For about an hour, the game was competitive. Both teams had opportunities to score, but never did. That changed in the 64th minute when Colombia midfielder James Rodriguez scored the first goal of the game. 6 minutes later, midfielder Juan Quintero scored Colombia's second goal. That goal came from a giveaway by Ivory Coast midfielder Saray D. Shortly after, Ivory Coast responded with a spectacular goal by Gervinho. He knocked the ball in after beating three men, and then the goalkeeper. The Elephants of Ivory Coast had some chances in the end as well.
Hi, Didier Drogba, striker from Ivory Coast.
Striker Didier Drogba almost scored at the end of a long pass during stoppage time. The ball veered to the right and it failed to make it to the net. Colombia head coach Jose Pekerman was impressed by how his team played. He said he's looking forward to the next match. For Ivory Coast, French head coach Sabri Lamouchi was disappointed by his team's loss. He said, and I quote, "My players did not deserve to lose. It was a very experienced Colombian team who waited for us to make mistakes. Unfortunately, we made some, and we were hit in a hard way." He later said that the entire Ivorian team needs to perform well to beat Greece and not depend solely on star players like Drogba. If Ivory Coast can beat Greece June 24th, the Elephants will advance to the knockout stages. Speaking of Drogba, the Ivorian forward said this is probably his last World Cup. He has made his mark as Ivory Coast's all-time leading scorer. The Colombians are now in a great position as they advance to the knockout stages. In other results Thursday, Luis Suarez had a brace as Uruguay defeated England 2-1, and the Japan versus Greece game ended in a scoreless draw. For the sunny side of sports, I'm VOA's Tadia Beje. Put your flags up in
the sky. Hi, this is Sonny Young of the Sunny Side of Sports. Visit voafootball.com for live updates on the World Cup in Brazil. The site is optimized for your mobile phone or tablet and will bring you the latest scores, stats, photos, and videos. And everything can be shared with your friends from your mobile device to Facebook and Twitter. World Cup nonstop at voafootball.com. I mentioned Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. At my Facebook page, you'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. You heard Tadi Abeje mention that spectacular goal by Gervinho of Ivory Coast on Thursday. Well, if you go to my Facebook page today, Friday, you'll see a photo of Gervinho fighting for the ball with Colombia's Camilo Zuniga. And remember, VOA World Cup fans, as Tadi mentioned, if Ivory Coast beats Greece next Tuesday, the Elephants will advance to the World Cup knockout round for the first time in the team's history. As we look forward to Saturday's Ghana-Germany match, a couple of brothers are set for battle. Ghana's Kevin Prince-Boateng has predicted a fight to the death when he faces his sibling, Germany's Jerome Boateng, in the Group G match on Saturday in Fortaleza, Brazil. Now, the two Boateng brothers also played against each other at the 2010 World Cup in South Africa. The brothers normally talk to each other daily, but reports say there's been radio silence as they prepare for Saturday's big match in Brazil. Jerome Boateng is quoted as saying, "We've had no contact recently. Each of us is just concentrating on himself." The Boatengs are half-brothers. They were born in Berlin to different mothers, but they had the same Ghanaian father. In 2009, Kevin Prince Boateng opted to play for the country of his father, Ghana. And I expect we're going to see Kevin Prince Boateng on the pitch